Shizrash Yeshiva, we are on page 271. We are continuing in the Hilchalachas of Tashlumin and Tvila. Simen Kuches, we are on Sivav. Alvar Kol Hayom Velo Yipalu Musaf. We already learned that before, that you can't use Musaf as your Tashlumin. If you miss Shachris, you can't do two Musafs in order to do Tashlumin. You do two Minchas instead. Over here, we're going to say there's not even a Tashlumin if you forget Musaf also. On the other side, Alvar Kol Hayom Velo Yipalu Musaf, someone forgets to daven Musaf on Shabbos, Zonas, whatever it might be, and he doesn't daven Musaf. Rosh Chodesh, when any other time you have Musaf, ain lo tashlumin. There is no tashlumin for Musaf. The Mishnah Berurah explains, if Karnu Chavs, the Hech Yikra Korbanos, the Kvar Avar Zman Musaf, because the main part of Musaf is to read the Korbanos. You're not going to read the Korbanos, so therefore we don't have tashlumin for Tfilas Musaf. Now, moving on to Sif Zayin, what we've been waiting for, we saw a little bit in Sif Aleph. We've already discussed that the only time we're going to have tashlumin is someone who is Ta'a or Shogi, but someone who is mazed does not daven one of the tefillas on purpose. There is no tashlumin. Here's really the makor for it. So let's see exactly what the gedarim are over here. Hazed v'lo yipal tefillah achas. Someone who was mazed and did not daven one of the tefillas. Ain la tashlumin ma'afila betefillah smuchala. There is no tashlumin even if it's the next tefillah, which is normally the time where we make up a tefillah. If someone does not daven because of mazed, he is not allowed to make up that tefillah. However, Paskins the Mechaber, Vimrotza Yitpalo to Nadava, if he wants to, he can make a tefillah Sadava, like we saw in Simen Kuf Zayin. But the Chiddush over here is the Einotzar Chiddush. Over here, if someone misses a tefillah and he wants to make it up with a tefillah Sadava, which is not really making it up, it's not Tashlumen, it's a Nadava, but this type of Nadava, which is a sort of a makeup, says the Beis Yosef quoted over here in the Mechaber, Einotzar Chiddush, he does not leave the Chaddish Badavar, Yitpalo to the tefillah Smuchalav. He dives in the next tefillah. That's like enough of a chiddush that he does not need a chiddush. And therefore, you see from the Mechaber, there is, it's not really tashlumin, you can't call it tashlumin because there is no tashlumin, but it is somewhat of a makeup. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Beferish over here, not like this, in Sifkat and Kabbez, via Bach, via Gra, Pasukat and Tzari Chiddush. The Bach and the Gra says, if someone misses a tefillah b'mezid, the next tefillah is garnished. It's not going to help you at all to go ahead and try and make it up, even with a tefillah nedava. Number one, we don't add tefillah nedavas nowadays, so therefore we wouldn't be able to do it. And furthermore, even if someone wanted to do tefillah nedava, he would have to be mechadish badavar like any other nedava. It would be equal to any other nedava because it's zero. The fact that he didn't daven and he wants to make it up, there's no makeup if someone misses a tefillah on purpose. Even if he has a guilty conscience about it, he's not allowed to do a tefillah nedava. Okay, so that's the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah over here. The card of the Mechaber, you don't have to mechadish bedavar if you did a tefillah sedava. And for Ashkenazim, we don't do tefillah number one. If someone did a tefillah sedava, he would have to mechadish bedavar when he misses b'mezid. Now, Sif Ches really deals with more what is the gather of mezid. It says like this: Mi shelo hitpala ba'ot sheish lo zman litpala b'nei shesavur shadayin yishar lo zman achar sheigmar oto esek shuv misasik. But he's in the middle of doing something, or as opposed to, like, even he's a lazy guy, he doesn't feel like going to daven right now. But he knows that later on he still has time, he still has another hour to daven. He'll daven a little later on. And he's doing whatever he's doing. U'benkach u'benkach avro l'asho. And in the middle he forgets, and he ends up missing zman tefillah. V'chein, mi sheyat tarud b'tzaruch mamono. So also, someone who is tired, he's doing work. He's doing some business stuff. We know already from previous simanim that you're not allowed to be osik b'melachto before davening. So this person is already doing something he's not supposed to be doing, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. He's not doing it, but at the end of the day, he is. He's doing tzarech parnasa. Shelo yevoli dehasid, so he doesn't get to a hasid. Va'al yidei kach hivsid milipal. And by doing this work, he does not go to daven. V'chein mishu shikor v'lo yipal, someone who gets drunk and doesn't daven. Kulam chashuvim anusim v'yesh lahem tashlumin. It says over here, all these people are considered anus, and therefore there is tashlumin. So the Mechaber over here, you see over here, and it's followed by the Mishnah Berurah, see in second, and it's Sifkat and Kaf Gimel, all hold that we have a very loose definition. Because it's considered mazid and not shogeg, and therefore he passes over here. Even if someone was doing something wrong, but he planned on davening afterwards, he is going to be considered a shogeg, and he is allowed to make up that tefillah. Okay, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, look inside in Sifkat and Kaf Gimel. He says, "Va'afili ma'esek u'mi'advarim niskarim b'simin reish lamviz le'iser mishiyaz man tefillah." Even if he's doing something that we said before, he's not allowed to do, like we learn in Simin Reish Lamed Beis. Or we're going to learn in Simin Reish Lamed, as we learned them also previously, before by Shachar's also. And he starts doing these things be'isr. Kaven shlo bitul atfila b'shat nefesh. So long as he does not mevatul atfila b'shat nefesh. B'shat nefesh is like out of disgust. He doesn't care about it at all. Elias Soverly probably thought he's going to daven. Acher sheyigmar ha'ezek. He thought he's going to daven after finishing the ezek. V'shalchach, he ends up forgetting. Acher kach. That is all going to be considered shogeg. Okay, so that is the halacha of here. We have a very loose definition. You should know the Chasam Sofer disagrees. The Chasam Sofer in his Shailos HaTshuvos and Choshen Mishpat, he holds that if you do something that is incorrect halachically, then you are going to have to go ahead and you're not going to be able to have tashlum anymore. He has a much more more machmir definition of what is shogi and what is considered mazik. But we follow the Shulchan Aruch over here and the Mishnah Berurah have a very loose definition. However, two things. So first of all, one very important diak over here. In the Mechaber, you see there's two different parts. First, you see he brings down someone who is osek in something, and he thinks he's going to daven later on. He says like this, in the beginning, Mishlo yipalo bochi, yishlo yipalo, and yishlo sover shardayin yisharlo zman achar sheik mar oto esek. He thinks he's going to have more time to daven, shubi sasek bau venkach venkach over lo asha. And then in the end, he says, v'chein mishay atarud bitzarch memono, shalo yavoli de hasavali de kach hisid mi yipalo. Over here, it sounds like if he's tarred by Mamona, even in the last, let's say, 15 minutes, he realized at this point, he's in the middle of a big business deal, and he knows if he does not daven right now, he's going to miss this business deal. He's not going to daven, even if he chooses the business deal over davening. That's considered tarred by Mamona. This is what Marina Rabin Rav Nevin Saul told me this morning, that he would still be considered a shogeg, and he would still be allowed to do tashlumin. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah points in over here, says the Ramam, you lechatchila lo yavor zman tefila. You should have some mamon. Lechatchila, one should not do this. One should choose davening over hesed mamon. But in reality, realistic, most people are unable to follow that test, and therefore it's considered a shogeg, and he would still be allowed to make up his davening if it was because of hesed mamon. And the Bar Halacha says even more than this. In Dibur Maslam Ila Chatchila says Asher to be Yoter Michomish Nechasev Ain Mechuyev. If it's by a hefsin moment, not by making money. If you're going to lose more than a fifth of your parnasa, the Halacha is you're allowed to mevatel a mitzvah asay for a fifth of your parnasa, fifth of losing a fifth of your money. So too over here for Tefila, writes the Bar Halacha, perhaps would be the same halacha if he's going to lose more than a fifth of his money. He is allowed to lechatchila even miss tefila. But that, other than that, he is not allowed to miss tefila lechatchila. But the evidence, he is allowed to make up with tashlumin if he was in the situation where he's very stuck in the middle of a money deal. Once again, lechatchila he's not allowed to do that. Lechatchila he is supposed to go ahead and daven, which gets to the point of also is what about someone who is not, let's say, sorech parnasa or things like that. He oversleeps, or he does things like this. So the halacha is like this. Even by shikur, we see over here in the Mechaber, it's mentioned early on in Sif Katan Aleph, it depends on what this guy is doing. If this guy really thought he was going to have a beer or two, and in the end, an hour before the day, he ended up, because he was a little tipsy, ended up having a lot more drinks, he gets drunk. So then, that perhaps one could say that is what the Mechaber is talking about, which is considered shogeg. However, if one can by the kavana, goes ahead and gets drunk a little before tefillah, and very well knowingly that he's going to miss zman tefillah, that is not considered a shogeg. That's considered amazing. That's considered b'shat nefesh. Okay? The same thing goes with oversleeping. If someone goes to sleep at a regular time of night, and he oversleeps and misses zman tefillah, so that's considered shogeg. However, if one stays up the whole night, and then goes to sleep at 6 in the morning, very well knowing, doesn't set his alarm, very well knowing that he's not going to wake up the next morning, that's not considered shogeg. That's considered b'shat nefesh. I don't care about davening, and therefore he'd be considered a mazid, and he would not have time to go ahead and make up his tefillah. It depends on the mindset. He knows he's oversleeping every day, so he's got to set an alarm. He can't just rely on davening mincha two times and say every day he's a shogeg. You have to be honest with yourself, and you have to realize what is going on when you're what in terms of making up your tefillahs and everything like that. That's considered, that is the dinim of a tashlim. By the way, it's meduyik, it's beferish, but I said before, there's a difference when somebody is osig b'parnasa, and even though at the end of davening, he is still, at the end of his zman tefillah, he realizes that he's not going to have time, and he chooses parnasa. It's meduyik in the Rambam, and it's beferish in the Meiri. B'shem the Rambam, doesn't quote call in the Rambam, but he's referring to the Rambam over there, just like Rav Nevin Saul said, that it would be considered a shogeg. So at the end of the day, we have a very, very loose definition of what is considered a shogeg and a mazid, and therefore we have room to be makel to do et tefillas tashlumin in most cases. unless someone is disgraced with the tefillah b'shat nefesh, and he doesn't really care about davening, if one forgets, once again, if one forgets about davening, he is allowed to go ahead and make up his tefillah. Very interestingly. Okay, let's just move on. One more halacha over here. Test. Ta. V'lo yitpalu mincha b'er Shabbos. Someone does not daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. Mitpalu arvi shtayim shel Shabbos. He davens two times Shabbos v'nasei. I said before, you always daven whatever tefillah you're in right now. So if you mean this mincha on Erev Shabbos, he could daven two. But he davens two Marav Shmanasri's and Shabbos. Harishonala Aravisa Shinila Tishlumin Ardin. First din is your regular tefillah. Therefore, the first one is for Marav of Shabbos. And the second one is going to be Tashlumin. So you're going to say two Shabbos Shmanasri Ataki Dashta twice. The same Shmanasri. The second one is going to be for Mincha. Vui did. Imloi Pal Mincha be Erev Rosh Chodesh. Same thing. If you do not daven Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, meet Pal so Rosh Chodesh time, he's daven two Rosh Chodesh Shmanasri's. V'im, lo, hisker yalu v'yob rishona, hisker b'shnia, tzarech lasar l'itpalo. We'll get to this din later on, but that's the halacha. We'll get that back. Come back to this din tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. But that's the halacha. You always go, the first one is going to be what? Your chov. And then it's going to be tashlumin. One interesting case, the Torah Poskim talking about what happens if one is davening Marav early. He's davening with the tzibur that davens Marav before Shkia, after Plag and Mincha, and in the middle of Marav, he remembers that he did not daven Mincha. Right? Let's say after he davens Marav. He realized he didn't daven mincha. He could still daven right now. While it's still mincha, that's considered still mincha bezmana. It's not even tashlumin at this point, because it's still going to be considered the tefillah in the right time, because he's still davening. He forgot to daven mincha. The first one, she should have daven mincha first, but he forgot that he didn't daven mincha, he daven marav first. I heard Meshem Rechizkiah said, Meshem, I don't remember who he was quoting, a similar din. We said before, if you have one Shemon Esrei, in the middle of Shemon Esrei, you realize you davened already, you're not allowed to continue davening. Was this? Janikowski is I think great uncle. He said before, you can't have a half l'shem asri l'shem tashlumin and a half l'shem, I'm sorry, a half l'shem nedava and a half b'shem chova. So therefore, if you realize you daven already, you have to stop your shmonasri in the middle. Or if you're in this case and you already davened and you did not daven mincha and you started marav shmonasri before shkia, you, even though halfway through the shmonasri you thought you were davening marav, at this point, you could switch your kavana and change to mincha, because it's both a shame chova, just one asri mincha, one asri marav. That would be okay, and you could then your yotze your mincha, and then after tzeis kochav, you go ahead and daven marav again. It would not be a problem of thinking it's nedava, because that would be your tefillas chova, even though it's half the shame marav already. You could now switch to half the shame mincha, the second half the shame mincha, and that's not considered half nedava, half chova, because they're both chova. That would be halacha lemaisa. In this case, we'll come back and finish off this Sif Tas next time, Bezrat Hashem, Adkan for today.